Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, I just wanted to expound a little bit on something that was said last week. Kind of towards the end of the meeting, we were talking about God saving our children. And Larry mentioned the term, God's going to give us the desires of our heart. And that's what I want to expound on a little bit. You know, you're going to hear us say this over and over, but God does things in threes, okay? There's the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. We're spirit, soul, and body. I've heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard the atom, which is one of the smallest things, has three parts in it. So God does things in threes. And so the word is on a natural level, and it's on a spiritual level, and then the fullness of the Spirit. And one of the other ways I like to say the fullness of the Spirit is, how does it affect me? Because it's good to know the spiritual meaning, but we need to know, okay, how does that affect me? How does that change my life? How does that make me need to be, or whatever, however you want to say it? So it's extremely important that we get the spiritual meaning out of the natural word. Because what God did, you know, God speaks spirit and we speak natural. But God can speak natural too. So he speaks natural to us, but to show us something in the spirit. And you might ask yourself, well, why did he do it that way? Well, a couple reasons would be the same reason we don't talk goo goo gaga to our babies their whole life is because we want them to grow up and start talking big boy language. So that's what God's doing with us. He wants to communicate with us spirit to spirit. And there are several reasons for that too. One of them is the devil can't interfere maybe at all, and maybe at least not as easily. When God speaks spirit to spirit with us, the devil can't get in there and mess things up. And for those of you that have been married for a long time, you'll understand this. Your husband and your wife can just turn and look at you, and you know exactly what she means or what she wants. She doesn't even have to say a word. That's the way God wants to communicate with us. That's how much he wants us to know him. And so it's extremely important that we get the spiritual meaning. And that's because there's a scripture that says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. That means all the energy, all the life is in the spiritual part of the word. So if we're not getting that, we're not even getting what God wants us to get. We're not getting the life. You know, Jesus said, I come to give you life more abundantly. I think conversing with the maker of the universe, I think I'd call that abundant life, wouldn't you? And that's what God wants us to do, is to get what the spiritual meaning of the word is, okay? And I want to give you a couple examples. The high priest, when he went into the Holy of Holies, which first of all, we need to realize what that means to us. That's an example of us going in to communicate with God, okay? So when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, he had to wear linen. You know why he had to wear linen? Because linen doesn't cause sweat. So then you ask yourself, well, so what about that? So what is sweat spiritually? Human effort. Sweat spiritually is human effort. So we can't go into God and speak to him in that regard. It's like, have you ever talked to a drunk? They're all, you know, they're not one thing they say is going to mean anything to you because you know they're drunk. That's the way it is with God. When we talk to him in our natural, normal, it's like filthy rags, you know, because we don't even know who we are, really. We've got to get on the spiritual plane. And so one of the reasons it's so important to understand what the spiritual meaning is it starts to open up the whole Bible and you begin to understand it better. For instance, just think what that did to the meaning of when God said to Adam, now that you've done this, in the sweat of your face, you shall eat your bread. So in other words, now it's going to take some human effort. It didn't used to take that. Now you're going to have to till the ground and pull the weeds and fight the bugs. You know, before that, God was doing all that. It was just go out and pick the oranges and the pomegranates. So one other example would be God chided the people for building with brick instead of rock. Now, why would that be? Because brick is man-made. Stone is God-made. So do you see, once you start to understand the spiritual meaning of the word, it just all starts to come to life to you. And here's one thing I witnessed one time. I have a little farm in California. And where I live there, there's quite a bit of hard pan in the ground. So it's not very good for planting almond trees because almonds need to have, their roots need loose soil to be able to, you know, thrive. So this guy bought the piece of property across the street from me and he had it ripped. And he brought in like I think it was a D12 caterpillar. And there were three shanks on the back of that thing, rippers. And they had to been 5 or 6 feet long. And he started ripping that field and great big chunks of ground, I mean, the size of bathtubs, were ripping up and, you know, he was just tearing that ground up, you know. And within about 5 or 10 minutes, there were hundreds of crows out there. And these crows were jumping down in these crevices and going down in there and coming up with worms and bugs and all kinds of good stuff, you know. And I sat there watching that. And the thought that came to my mind was, in a million years, those crows couldn't have done that. That was so far beyond their power to tear that ground up 5-6 feet deep, but they were reaping all the benefits. So that's what we've got to do, is put God to work for us, because it took a higher power for those crows to reap those benefits. And that's what it's like with us. You know, God can do things. You know, the sound on your phone when you type somebody a message or you're going to send them a picture, you type it all up and you touch the send button and there's a little hesitation. All of a sudden, whoop, there went the thing. It just went. That's how fast God can show us something in the spirit. Just a zip, a little zip, and he can show you something that take you 30 minutes to say. That's what we want to tap into, because we can move heaven. That's a very important thing to understand. We can move God and we can move heaven. All he's waiting for is for us to be in the right place. So anyway, I've said all this to just tell you the one thing I wanted to expound on, which was the term, God's going to give you the desires of your heart. Now, we've got to take that in the spirit, okay? It doesn't mean that God's going to give you all the desires of your heart. In other words, if your heart desires a Mercedes, God is not going to necessarily give it to you. What that scripture means in the spirit is God is going to give your heart its very desires. In other words, he's not going to give you what your heart desires. He's going to give your heart its very desires that it has. And so it's kind of like the scripture that says, whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will you have. Does that mean I can say, in the name of Jesus, give me a Cadillac? That's not what that means. Remember now, name is nature. So what it means is whatsoever you ask in the nature of God, that you'll have. So we have to get ourselves to the place where our natures are what God's nature is, which what is the nature of God? It's love. And so whatsoever you ask in his nature, you're going to have it. And so when God says, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart, he's meaning he's going to make your heart desire the very things that it desires. He's going to change your desires of your heart. So they'll start desiring the things he wants you to desire. And remember, every one of us here right now this morning, we're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. That's quite a vocation. And so all I wanted to say was how extremely important it is that we get the spiritual meaning of God's word, because that's where all the life is. That's where all the energy is. God bless you. That's it. Amen.